time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into this absolutely wonderful Hump Day, Wednesday, May 6, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I want to thank Marcy and Stephanie for putting on last night a very informative meeting at the Iron Pig Smokehouse there in Gaylord. Otsego County Liberty Rising Group had very well attended meeting. Anthony Randazzo, longtime developer from downstate, 50 years in the construction business, is trying to build a very nice two-bedroom duplex community on city property in the city of Gaylord. This property became the property ownership by the city of Gaylord back in 1990. It's vacant. It backs up to I-75. It has economic obsolescence. What does that mean? It means the property has not been developable because of the zoning. The zoning is wrong. It's R1. Which is residential, single family. That area where the property is located, nobody with a brain would build a subdivision on that 18 acres of property. Since 1990, the city of Gaylord has had zero income, no taxes from that property. Anthony wants to come in and build a brand new duplex project. 43 duplexes, 86 units, brand new, beautiful built. He's going to pay for the streets. He's going to extend the sewer, the water, the electricity, the natural gas, the internet, cable, all of it. Build the roads, own the roads, take total responsibility for maintenance, landscaping, plowing, the snow, all of it. And right now, it appears that on May 26, the city council is going to vote it down. Completely surrounded by R2 zoning. But they're going to fight him on it. What is wrong with the city fathers of the city of Gaylord? I don't understand it. Well, Dave Delaney was there watching the presentation, hearing the questions and answers, and he met with Anthony after the meeting. We went into the restaurant side. We were in the south meeting room. We went into the restaurant side. Dave is going to be Anthony Randazzo's attorney. and these city fathers need to approve this on May 26 or they need to resign. They are economically incompetent. Over 10 years, $4.3 million in taxes over the next 10 years, and they're going to turn it down. Well, we're going to have some guests on next week, and we're going to talk about this project. And you guys in the city of Gaylord, you need to go to this meeting on May 26th, Tuesday, May 26th. We'll have more for you on this starting next week. Dr. Jeff is going to be in the house. Ask the vet. Text me any questions. We'll get Dr. Jeff to answer them for you. Short break. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip Likely to Succeed makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement, to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one, Ask the Vet. Dr. Jeff is in the house, Sioux Animal Hospital up in Sioux St. Marie, Michigan. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Hey, Jeff, I wanted to start off right out of the box real quick. I covered this story yesterday. Department of Health and Human Services putting a warning out to folks about fleas and ticks, mosquitoes, because of all this flooding that's going on.
Oh, yeah.
talk about the wood piles. You know, last year, late March 2025, we had that huge ice storm. It took down a bunch of trees. The brush is still out there. Wood is everywhere. Explain to people, if they're going to take their dogs especially out, you know, looking for mushrooms, you know, spring is here. They want to go in the woods, go hiking. Explain the risk to their animals if they're out in this standing water areas, flooded areas, down trees. Explain the brush. Explain all that.
Well, yeah, you are definitely with this wet weather and warm wet weather, because I was just actually downstate this past weekend, and it's nice down there.
Yes, sir.
we are going to have a bumper crop of Michigan State bird this year, the mosquito. And here's a quick trivia bar fact for you. What is the most dangerous animal in the world that has killed the most people?
Mosquitoes. Yep.
I always hit people there. Well, lions or sharks or da da da. I'm like, nope. It's mosquito. Between malaria, which fortunately we don't have a lot of malaria up here, but with dogs or heartworm disease, and even with people, there are some and horses. Okay, so really make sure anybody's got horses. Make sure you're up to date on your vaccines, especially for your encephalitis. Okay, or we call them. Your vet will probably say it's the E, we, and V. Eastern equine encephalitis, Western equine encephalitis, and Venezuelan equine encephalitis, plus West Nile virus, okay? That's another encephalitis virus that can also affect humans as well, too. Now, you can't go horse to human. It goes like bird to mosquito to human, or bird mosquito to horse. Both humans and horses are what they call dead-end hosts for those. But with all the mosquitoes out, yeah, I mean, that's rough for a disease. So make sure that you're using off on you or some kind of mosquito repellent. And with your dogs, really wouldn't want to put anything that's got DEET on them, just because they can ingest it. And there is such a thing as DEET toxicity. If we too much of it, you don't wash it off at night. It can be kind of nasty.
Sure.
Yeah, but your parasites, and then everything's going to be wet. You're going to have leptospirosis, which is that bacterial disease that thrives in wet, moist environments. It's a bacterium. Ticks are popping like crazy right now. So we got Lyme disease and anaplasma, Ehrlichia, and oh yeah. So basically, make sure you're protecting yourself. So you good insect repellent, you know, just like they tell you, wear long sleeve shirts. You know, spray down with off or whatever.
Sure.
And then for your dog, make sure you're on some kind of flea and tick prevention, either a pill or a topical. We've gone now last year and this year we've been using, they call it Simparica Trio, and it's like an all-in-one pill. Does your fleas, does your ticks, does your
mosquitoes,
heartworm controls. Yep. So it does that. It also does your intestinal parasites as well, too. So yeah, it's going to be a little interesting year this year.
Yeah, and that is Sempara Trio, S E M P A R A Trio, T R I O, and that's a pill, correct?
Sure.
Yep. And people. People can get that from you, because it does require a prescription?
Yep, that's a prescription. So pretty much any of the flea and tick medicine that you give that goes in the dog, not on the dog, generally, it's a general rule of thumb, is going to be a prescription. Usually, if it goes on the dog, it's registered not as a drug, but more as a pesticide, and those are actually not regulated by the FDA. Those are regulated by the EPA. So... but that's typically, if it goes in the dog, it's a prescription. If it goes on the dog, it's not.
Okay, got it. On the dog, not in the dog, it does. Okay, now one of the other things specifically, along with everything you said, long sleeve shirts, put on some insect repellent on yourself. But also, if you can wear the type of boots where you can tuck your pant legs in.
Yep.
I found over the years that's actually where a lot of them would get in up on my legs, especially below the kneecap. I'd come in, I'd take off my boots, my work boots, my socks, you know, my pants. I'm going to get in the shower, and bam, I look down, I got a stupid couple of ticks on my feet, and on my legs. What's the best way to remove those?
If you get them before they're attached, you just kind of pluck them off. They don't like, they're not like a mosquito. As soon as they land, they're like, boom, in. It takes them a little while to attach. If you do find one that is attached, don't do all the things they've told you before, you know, burnt match, cigarette, cover with Vaseline, all this other stuff, that it'll make the tick back out, because it won't. Because once the tick attaches, it actually will cement itself to you, okay? So what you do is you need – they do sell little tool jobbers there, little tick twisters. We got some of them up front. And or you can use like a pair of fine fine tweezers or something like that. Basically, right. You want to grab as close to the skin as possible, grab the tick, pull back slowly and steadily. I mean, you don't want to just yoink it. Okay, you want to go nice and slow and pull back and until it comes out. And you know you've got it all if you look at it and you can see a little piece of it's part of your epidermis, so it's part of the dead skin, but you can see a little piece of skin stuck on the mouth. Okay.
Okay.
That way you know you pretty much got it all. Obviously it's a wound, and this is the same with a dog too. Same way you take them off dogs. And obviously it's a wound, you want to watch it. Any swelling, redness, discharge, you know, yada yada yada, you think it's getting infected, call your doctor. Quick thing you can do, and I haven't done it up here as much, but some of the health departments, once you have the tick, you can actually take it into your doctor or take it into the, like, suppose you find a tick on you. You're like, oh, crap.
Sure.
Am I getting exposed to Lyme disease or not? Take the tick off. Take it down to the health department. I think it's the health department. They can send it in and check the tick. Go, yeah, this tick was carrying Lyme. Because if you catch it early, moxicillin or doxycycline is the treatment of choice. You go on a moxie or doxy, boom, you're done. You're all set. You don't want to wait until you're seeing the bullseye rash and all that other stuff that comes with Lyme disease, because if we diagnose it later based on clinical signs, it's a lot harder to get rid of, which is also why this time of year, or actually we do it all year round, but I want once a year to be checking these dogs for Lyme disease up here. So,
very cool.
Because I want to catch it. If I catch it before it's clinical, it's much easier to get rid of.
Right, absolutely. Okay, now, one of the things that you specialize in, and I highly recommend all the listeners listen to what I'm about to say. Jeff and his team are absolutely fantastic surgeons. Jeff can do any surgery on any animal. Over the years, the guy, you should actually write a book. I think you should sit down with a ghostwriter and write a book about surgeries, about teaching young veterinarians all the things you know about surgeries, Jeff. If you could ever get it into a book, you would become a multi-gazillionaire selling this book. Because
I always, well, you know, I started being a veterinarian by cleaning stalls in a stable. That's how, because
right.
we've talked about before how we've started this entire path. And I always joked, my wife, if I ever write an autobiography, the title's going to be "It Started with Manure."
Yes. Yes. Well, the thing of it is, I just had a friend, a family friend. I was downstate last weekend visiting my 90-year-old mother, and her next-door neighbor spent, listen to this, $12,000 having her cat operated on.
Ooh.
And I looked at my mom, and I said, "What is wrong with your neighbor?" And she said, "What?" It was heart related. There was some lung issues. There was some infections in the spine. I'm like, okay, she loves this cat that much that she's willing to part with $12,000 to keep the thing alive. And the longevity of it, probably prognosis isn't going to be good. I said, "Mom, you should have called me." She said, "Why?" And I said, "Because you know I have Dr. Jeff as a sponsor "Oh, I forgot." I said, "Oh my God!" Yeah. You know, if they would have drove up from Shelby Township, got a hotel room, I absolutely know for without a doubt you would have charged a heck of a lot less than what that vet did in Shelby Township. Yeah. People are getting ripped off by some of these downstate vets, and I'm sorry, Jeff, it's got to stop. This is insanity. This neighbor is 79 years old. And her husband passed away, left her some life insurance money. The only thing she's got left in the world is this stupid cat. And I'm like, "Mom, anyway, talk about what you're willing to do for our listeners."
Well, we do. I do quite a bit of surgery. I don't do everything. There's a few little things that I don't do, like brain surgery, namely because I don't have an MRI machine. And once you start getting into like some of the neural surgeries, you really need to have an MRI machine to be able to know where am I going in, what am I going after. You know, it's not like you can do a brain explore. But other than that, I mean, I've done quite a bit. I have done a few heart surgeries. Over the years, there's not a super big call for that, but I have done a couple. But we do a lot of orthopedics. Actually, I did one yesterday. I got one today. It's called the luxating patellar. This dog's got a trick knee where his kneecap pops in and out. So we're going to go in and rebuild that. Obviously, we fix all kinds of cruciate ligaments. That's like my number one thing I do. We do a lot of fracture repair, do a lot of soft tissue, do a lot of tumor surgeries, do a lot of, you know, taking, you know, we call it the, "What did my dog eat? What did my dog eat today?"
So, I love it.
So we had that, you know, so we're taking stuff like that out of dogs. Let's see, what else have I done? We're doing hernia. Next week I got a hernia repair. And it was kind of the same thing too, the from Canada, and they got quoted $12,000 or $9,000. It was pretty close to what you just said. I can't remember exactly. And this dog's got a hernia next to its under its tail, next to the rectum. On both sides, it's got two of them.
Whoa.
So we do it. It's, I think it's going to be like maybe a couple thousand. I have the same principle as my old mentor vet. He said, "You know what? Charge a fair price, do a good job, and don't worry about it."
Oh, yeah.
And that's how come, you know, I mean, I can provide for my family. I can provide for the 20 families that work for me, too. So people, I realize it's not just me you're giving the money to. It's we have 20 families that depend on this place for their livelihood as well, too. You know, and, you know, I can provide them with a living and benefits and such like that. And, yeah, I mean, at some point it's like, all right.
Yeah.
You know, a part of it is, this is a double-edged sword, is the existence of pet insurance. And that's kind of why human medicine has crept up like that too. I give you an example, like we've had, I got the reimbursement where the coverage rates for one pet insurance, they said that they'll pay up to $10,000 for a foreign body. Okay. Like taking a sock out of a dog.
Sure.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, if I do it here, if you have pet insurance, I still charge normal. But if it's 10,000, guess who? What they're going to charge? 10,000.
Yeah. You know? Exactly. So. Exactly. Great stuff. Again, the phone number 906-635-5910. Text me Jeff, and I'll send you back the phone number. Store it in your phone. Greatly appreciate it. Thanks, Jeff. We'll talk to you next week.
Talk to you next week.
Bottom of the hour news break. Hour number one. We'll be right back.
Is Michigan.